Hello.
Good day, my name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, as you're aware, very few people actually vote in non-participant primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Commissions and County Mayor. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you'll vote in non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote, or I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, on August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail ballot. I will vote early in person at designated early location, voting location.
Early voting.
Thank you. With which political party do you register? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Democrat.
And what is your main racial background? African American or black, Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55? 56 to 65 or over 60?
Over 60.
Over 60 or 65?
I'm 83.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate do you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion and have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Kamala Harris. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards her?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Richard Prashnik.
Don't know.
Raquel Regalado?
Fair.
I'm sorry? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
I have the third choice.
Thank you. And Cindy Lerner? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Manny Cid, Eddie Rojas, Alexander Otaola, Miguel Quintero, Daniela Levine Cava, Carlos Garin, or Shlomo Dasinger?
Cava.
And would you say they're definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Definitely.
Now, with the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Prashnik, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
Lerner.
And would you say they are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Definitely.
Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commissions? Yes or no?
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions? It made no difference. You can indicate that as well.
Less.
Less likely, much less, or somewhat
yes.
Less?
Less likely.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commissions? Yes or no?
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
More likely.
If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Four-year degree.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. We appreciate your opinion. Bye-bye.